Ghostheads 2.0, coming soon. In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island.
Pilot controls are ready.
Always the quiet ones.
Everybody getting this so far?
I didn't break your precious clock, Roy.
I gotta get my own lawyer.
You never studied.
What is this? A slumber party?
Stop! Bridge! Hit it!
It's Ghostheads, the voice of the Ghostbusters online community, with your hosts, Jason Hughes, Luke Grisalli, and Ron Daniels.
If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you say.
Ghostheads, the podcast, episode 15. You can take this ticket and keep it! Hello and welcome to Ghostheads, the voice of the Ghostbusters online community. I'm Jason Hughes, and with me as always are my two good pals, Ron Daniels and Luke Grisalli.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, 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 hello.
Well, it's been a little while since we've done an episode, you know, that quick little June summer vacation type thing. Did you guys have a lot of interesting things going on in June, or not really?
I got operated on.
All I'm going to say is we're back.
That
we're
works.
We're here to fight the evil, but we will never save you.
True words have never been spoken except by Bobby Brown, but that was before he got arrested. But
which time?
The third time, I believe.
Okay, it's my prerogative.
That's
I'm on my own here, I see.
Yeah,
this is just a supernatural occurrence, I guess.
Weirder things have happened.
Like Britney Spears making that god-awful cover?
Yes, yes, that was weirder.
Thank you.
But, well, let's get things kicked off in the good old-fashioned way. Start off with, as we're recording this is literally one day after Comic-Con, and there's been a lot of announcements. Amazingly more than we ever would have thought there would have been. First thing to get it kicked off is Mattel has actually come up with a special club for Ghostbusters fans entitled Club Ecto-1. Now, what Club Ecto-1 is doing is it's a membership that you can sign up for. It costs $20. And it's only open for a limited time. I believe till August 4th, if I remember correctly. And in that, you get the next amount of figures for the next year. Now, I believe there's about like six different figures or so. You would still have to pay, I believe, shipping and handling on it. But you would definitely be guaranteed the action figure, or action figures, I should say, that would come out. I believe there's even a special one for Club Ecto-1 members, a Marshmallow Mess Race Stands. Which
that
actually
just sounds
cool.
Like a bad name for a toy.
Yeah. It almost sounds like a prototype name in a way, and it just kind of stuck in a bad way.
Doesn't sound like a prototype name to me. It sounds something... Yeah.
Well...
And then if you look at the figure and... I'm not knocking it in a... Honestly, it's a good-looking figure, but just an unfortunate choice of name.
Well, you know, beyond the figure name, I don't know. I just don't like calling it Club Ecto-1, and there not being something Ecto-1 related at all. And
that's actually a good point.
That's the first thing that strikes me as odd. You know, the name of the action figure, I can handle that, but if you're going to call it Club Ecto-1, shouldn't there be some Ecto-1 based incentive? I mean, that just seems like the... I mean, it's cool. I mean, the whole setup, it's a good idea. I like it. I'm just not thrilled with the name.
What name would you pick?
I mean,
just out of curiosity. What name could we use? We could suggest a different name to them.
Just call it Club Ecto. Ecto Club. I mean, you don't have to have the Ecto 1. That means you put in a car there. I mean,
well, maybe they're future proofing it. Maybe, you know, next year there will be, you know, an Ecto 1 car or something. I mean, they're it leaves room for a lot of improvement in the future, to say the least. You know, like what Ron said. I would have just called it Club Ecto, or like, I don't know, for vanity purposes, Club Ghostheads?
Well, you know.
Ever the self-promotionist.
You gotta keep it up, you know. It's just a thought. I mean, this isn't set in stone. I mean, they could change it, you know, within a year, or, you know, tomorrow if they wanted to. But
yeah,
it's still interesting. Now, personally, am I going to sign up for this? No. There's nothing in the pipeline that I feel to, you know, get a membership set up for. And I mean, there's a couple things that I wouldn't mind having, but I don't feel that that a membership would be needed.
As some lovely ladies give me some money, I would gladly sign up for it. But I'm broke right now.
I'm going to be honest here. I've yet to buy the first single figure from Mattel since they started making Ghostbuster stuff. I'm just not big on collecting stuff like that. I know that makes me a heretic in some places, but you know, it's just not me. But I'm excited for a few of the things that's coming out, specifically the Courtroom Peter, the Lab Coat Ray. Some of the stuff is starting to appeal to me. And it's just not enough for me to want all of them, but that's just the type of attitude I have. I'm not big into collecting action figures. I know there are plenty of people are, and for them, this is great.
Personally, I'm pretty stoked to see the Lewis figure coming out. I mean, that's coming out with some great accessories. You get the thing of popcorn, the pizza to rub on his face. I mean, who doesn't want a disgusting, crazy-looking Rick Moranis action figure to add to their other crazy, disgusting-looking Rick Moranis action figures.
Now, that would be pretty cool, since there hasn't ever been a, you know, crazy Rick Moranis-type action figure.
No. There's one of those McKenzie action figures that came out a couple of years ago.
You're forgetting Barney from the 1996 Flintstones movie.
Yeah, but was that
forgetting that rightfully so, though.
Was that an actual likeness?
Yeah. They were like super likeness. I mean, they were just like the actors in the movie.
Yeah, but we don't want to remember the movie. I know I don't. That was an awful movie.
Well, there was worse movies, but, you know, overall. But
Robin.
Well, yeah, true. Very true. Then the next big surprise coming out of Comic-Con was Mattel decided it would be a radical idea to walk right into the prop world and surprise everybody with replica PKE meters.
Well, the pant legs are not tucked in, so I'm not going to buy it.
Me personally, I'm totally stoked. I mean, to have an actual, you know, prop PKE meter from the movie, and not being super expensive, because if you're ever on eBay and you see, you know, PKE meters on there, you're easily spending $150 or more on one, and half the time it's just the shell. It's not even completed.
I think it looks great. My main problem with this is I think it's a good idea. I like the idea. I probably will get one just because it's only $50. Maybe it's $60. The price point's not exactly clear at this point. But the main thing is it's cheap. And my problem with it is the fact that it is cheap. And you're going to see all of a sudden a bunch of people popping out with PKE meters just wandering around, you know, conventions and places like that. And I really don't want to see that, mostly because there are a lot of people out there who have homebrewed kits to make these things. They've done a lot of minute work on the PKE shells. I mean, taking time to file things down and do the same methodology they used in the movie with taking the Iona and building it up with, you know, with basically Bondo, and you see people put in all these hours of work, and then you see somebody else whip out this, you know, Mattel made thing that's, you know, it's pretty decently accurate, but they, those type of people who do that tend to get an ego about themselves that, you know, just rubs everyone the wrong way, and that's kind of something I don't want to see, is, you know, that's the negative of it.
Well, I think what Mattel is going for here, though, is they just, they realize that there's people out there, like, I guess, me and maybe Jason, that can't afford to go out and spend $100 on an Iona, and they just want to...
Yeah, but you're not going to go out there and say, well, hey, look, I've got this, and I'm cool. You I mean, you're not going to go out there and thrust it in somebody's face.
No,
there are those people out there, and they're growing in number.
But that happens with everything.
It aggravates me. Well, I mean, I know it happens with everything, but I'm just saying it's going to aggravate me, and that's the only downside I see to this.
Well, I mean, I see your point. I mean, there's going to be one schmuck somewhere that's going to totally ruin it for everybody and make some, like, weird half-assed or, you know, whatever YouTube video, be like, oh, look at this, I got a PKE, and we shove it in someone's face.
Look, I have said this 1,000 times. You put 10 people in the pool, somebody's going to pee in it. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to put these out there, and someone's going to be that little guy that does it. And the more number of people get them, the more probability it's going to happen, the more frequent it's going to happen. Somebody is going to pee in the pool. And it's not
even
fun for
anybody to beat up.
Well, if you find them,
oh, we'll find them.
Oh, but I think, too...
They'll be wearing the Ruby's costume. They'll be stuff.
No, that's true. They'll be an easy target. But I have a feeling that, like anything else that Mattel has done so far, they're going to do a limited run. I mean, that's almost a given.
Maybe. I don't really know. No, I mean, we haven't seen them go into the prop business before. There's no telling what sort of run they're going to do.
Oh, true. But I would think, you know, going on previous history, that they do a limited run, you know, of X figure for, you know, however long it takes to sell it out, whether it be 5 minutes or 6 days.
Yeah, and there's also
really
the fact
that goes to undermine your other point, though, because we can look in other similar communities such as the Aliens fan base and look at something like the motion tracker that Master Replicas made, and they're in the prop making business, and, you know, they discontinued that item. And it originally sold for a similar price point. I mean, maybe it was a little bit more. Now it sells for $300-$400 on eBay if you can find one. I mean, you know, of course what's going to happen eventually if it's a very limited number is inflation will set in and these might actually become more expensive than a homebrew PKE, which is only going to cause people selling those to increase their prices because they have a more accurate product.
I think we're thinking a little too far ahead on this.
Well, I mean, you drag in the consequences of market reaction, it's the inevitable outcome.
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, when you look at it for, like, Lifeguard 2s and Lifeguard 4s on eBay, I mean, those things basically don't exist anymore. And half the time, all you find is, you know, a fiberglass pull, which, you know, is more than enough. But those, you know, they're easily going for $80.
And well, really, the best way to find a Lifeguard 2 is to not look on eBay and look elsewhere, because you can oftentimes find them on advertised sheriff sales and stuff where they're selling surplus equipment. That's really the best shot you've got of getting a lifeguard, because usually you can get like a batch of 20 of them then for $20.
That's true. Although I was lucky a couple years ago and I was actually able to get one off of eBay. I think a guy was selling, he had like 20 Lifeguard 2s and I think like 10 Lifeguard 4s. And he was selling the Lifeguard 2s first, so whoever got there first got the Lifeguard 2s, and whoever got there last got the Lifeguard 4s.
I got this batch of 6 for like $30, and it had 4 Lifeguard 2s, 1 4, and then 1 orange, reddish color Lifeguard thing that wasn't, I mean, it was completely odd-looking design altogether, and I forget what number it was.
It's probably like a Lifeguard 8 or something.
Well, I think it may have been like a lower number, but I mean, that's irrelevant at this point.
Either way, I mean, when they make this thing, they're going to sell. That's all there is to it.
They'll sell like hotcakes.
Another.
I wonder where that phrase came from.
You know, I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
If you go back in history, a hotcake was actually something that was somewhat of a rarity, which you could find it out while it was being made. I mean, hot people enjoy cake while it's hot, and so, you know, they buy it up quicker.
This seems kind of dated. Anyway, I think we're talking about the Toys R Us figures next.
Yep, there's actually going to be a Toys R Us exclusive coming out for the holidays. They're going to have GB2 figures coming in a 4-pack, and they're actually coming with the Santa hats. So they'd actually be
in the gray uniforms.
Yep, well, the gray, or is it actually black, or whatever the gray.
Charcoal
color.
Gray.
Yes, they're gray. They're gray.
Yeah.
Either way, I think they look great. That's actually one of the things I did like out of GB2. I mean,
yeah.
It's different.
I'm actually considering picking them up. I mean, just it's something completely out of the ordinary. I mean, granted, Ghostbusters figures in general are out of the ordinary, but I mean, this is even more out of the ordinary.
I'm buying them. I'm buying them first, second they hit the store. I'm going and buying one.
I mean, other than these, how many Ghostbusters Christmas decorations are there really? I mean, there's the ornament from Hallmark last year, the year before, and that's pretty much it. So it'd be really good to have some kind of Ghostbusters Christmas-related item to put up in the house for the holidays. Although I think somebody made a wreath I saw on GB Fans. It actually looked really nice.
I believe that was Gary.
Cool. But, I mean, yeah, when you look at it, even like, I guess this is sounding old, but even back in the day there even wasn't really anything, you know, holiday ornament-wise or like some sort of gift wrap or what have you, dealing with, you know, like Christmas and beginning of the new year, anything, you know, being Ghostbusters wise, because it was all more Halloween centric. So it's something cool to have, to say the least. But the big thing that I'm interested in is going to be the retro action figures. Those I want.
Are the pant legs tucked in?
I'm less interested in those than I am the GB2.
Now, why is that, Ron?
I just don't like that style of figure. I mean, I've already admitted that I haven't bought any action figures to this point anyway from Mattel. So, I mean, I'm already the odd man out here. So, they're cool, but when it comes down to it, I don't have anywhere to put them. I'm not really into collecting stuff to put up in a closet. I mean, it's fine if you are. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't have anywhere to put them. And really and truly, they're not the figures of my childhood anyway. So, I mean, it's not like they bring back any triggers of fond memories or anything like that. Sure, they look similar. But, I mean, I think they're cool. I think, you know, seeing the pictures of them at Comic-Con, especially the Egon, they look really, really great. You know, the accessories look great. I just don't want to buy them.
I think all around they look excellent. I really would like to get them myself.
Now, I would be the one that would, like, break the collector code and take them out of the packaging and actually play with them.
Can't do that.
No, it's like I said, I would break the collector code and I would play with them because they look awesome. And, you know, as they said, toys are a child's plaything. They're meant to be played with.
Not only would I play with them, I'd create a neat little saddle and have them ride on the back of a cat.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
For no real reason. Just to piss off the people that are the people who collect and flip out. The boxers, or whatever the hell they call themselves.
I mean,
and I'd have the keyboard cat music playing in the background.
they call themselves Hittites.
Mesopotamians and Sumerians?
Those are the worshippers.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I was actually surprised to actually see more retro action figures, because I figured, you know, they did the Comic-Con exclusive Peter Venkman from Citizen Ghost. I kind of figured, okay, they'll do that once, and then, you know, that's it. But to actually have them announce an entire line of retro action figures, I think it's pretty cool. But, you know, we'll see. Another thing, I'm like, if you're a collector of Mini Mates, they're actually coming out with a special 4-pack, the We're Ready to Believe You ones.
Can we all harmonize on that? I think that would be kind of sweet.
Well, we could try.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. We're ready to believe.
That sucked.
Do, re, Egon.
All right, we're cutting this out.
No,
this is staying. So it actually was pretty, well, it was just there. But anyway. But, it's like, I'll admit, I haven't bought any of the Mini-Mates.
We're bad fans.
Yeah.
I have. I've bought a ton of Mini-Mates. I don't know what's wrong with
you. You're not a collector.
People. I'm not. I love the Mini-Mates, so.
I mean, the Mini-Mates are awesome, just that it always turns out I don't have money when they come out.
You may notice a trend. They all are wearing Ghostbusters 2 charcoal gray flight suits.
Not all of them.
Huh? The ones I've bought are.
Well, yes, there are certain ones, but there's also ones from, like, the first movie as well.
I haven't bought those.
Therefore, they don't exist.
You will notice a trend in my purchases.
No, I won't.
If you don't.
Well, the only way we're going to be able to tell is if we have your credit card number.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
All right.
It's 555-555-5555.
Is that a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's American Express.
Okay. What's the CVV code?
555.
And what's the expiration date?
05/25.
That's a powerful card.
Yeah, I'll say.
But anyway, we digress. Definitely something to get, to say the least.
I'm actually egressing.
Well, how about this? Let's take a quick break, get a word in from our sponsor, and we'll come back.
www.protoncharging.com.
Well, I'm a Ghostbuster. So watch it, Buster.
On with a countdown, so to speak.
I'm Casey Kasem, and on with the countdown.
Interestingly enough, within the last couple of weeks, there's been some talk, mainly nostalgia, of a certain drink that I believe anyone who was born at least around 1980 or later, to about approximately, we'll say 1994.
Is it Surge?
No, but good guess.
I'm guessing Tab, and it's going to cause cancer.
No, wait a minute. Crystal Pepsi.
Ooh, yeah, good choice. But no, I remember Crystal Pepsi. And there was even Crystal Clear Diet Pepsi. I digress.
Cola?
Is it Pepsi Holiday Spice? It's Pepsi Holiday Spice. I know it is.
No. It's something even better.
What would I know? I'm from New York.
Yeah. It's
Wait. I know this. I've got this.
Okay.
I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
I'm thinking. I'm channeling. Where's my channeling music?
We don't have channeling music.
What do you mean we don't have channeling music?
We don't have channeling music. It wasn't in the budget.
We have a budget?
Yeah, it's zero.
That explains my office.
You're talking about Fruitopia, right?
This has gone on far too long.
Close, but definitely wrong. It's Ecto Cooler.
Longest drink intro ever.
Yes. Not quite a Guinness World Record, but close.
Wait. Did you say Dave Coulier?
No, not Dave Coulier. Ecto Cooler.
You're trying to drink Dave Coulier. Let's talk about the inherent problems in that statement.
No.
Go for it, Ron.
One, why would you want to? And two, why would you want to? And three, I actually like him better than Lorenzo Music. But that's a different subject, and I better shut up.
I'm pretty sure somewhere right now, Alanis Morissette's cheering your name.
I'm sure. But anyhow, this all got started, actually, by two people who you would never have thought this would happen to, or come from. Kevin Smith and George W. Bush. No. Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier from View Askew.
I only know one of those people.
Well, okay. I know both of them.
Well, as long as you know Kevin Smith, I mean, if you don't know who Kevin Smith is, go to Netflix.
No, if you don't know who Kevin Smith is, turn this off right now and don't come back.
He played Data on Star Trek.
No, he didn't play Data on Star Trek. Anyhow, just go to Netflix and search for either the Jersey Trilogy or just search for Kevin Smith and you'll find out. But anyway, on their own podcast, they were talking about Ecto Cooler and whatnot, and someone actually did the work to find all the information to get a hold of, it's actually Coca-Cola now, who owns Hi-C, who made Ecto Cooler, to, you know, petition them to, you know, at least bring the flavor back. I mean, obviously, Coke does...
If anybody's going to bring the flavor back, it's got to be Flavor Flav.
Well, he could, but it wouldn't be as good. But to actually, you know, send an email to, I believe it was Coca-Cola PR, and ask them to bring the flavor back. I mean, obviously, they couldn't put Slimer on the box again unless they would go and license it from Sony. Although Sony is in the licensing mood, so, you know, I could see them doing it. But, I mean, I'd be all for it. What about you guys?
Absolutely. I'd, you know, rent myself a time machine, go back to third grade and start pounding down boxes of that crap again.
You know, it's only been 6 or 7 years since they actually discontinued having it, the World of Coke. And the World of Coke is like Coca-Cola's museum, and they have a variety of different flavors of Coke products around the world. They have a non-alcoholic beer from Germany and a watermelon-flavored cola from China that's actually... The watermelon stuff's really, really good. They need to bring that stuff here. But that's a different subject. And they had Ecto Cooler there, but it was labeled as the Tangerscream at the time. And they've just, I mean, recently in the past 6 years, gotten rid of it. And we used to go up there quite a bit, at least once a year. And I would just get a bait of the stuff.
So where is this, like, museum at exactly? Is it in Georgia or is it, like, a different state?
It's in Atlanta, Georgia, Coca-Cola's world headquarters.
Okay. So is this attached to, like, the campus, or is this in, like, you know, one big giant building, you know, corporate offices above it?
It's a little museum building.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a four-story building, but...
But it has, like, a lot of things that they've had in other countries.
Yeah,
and
it's got, like, an old, like, soda shop in one part. I mean, it's got all kinds of stuff.
Huh.
Too bad
Coke
sucks.
It's a magical place.
Oh, Coke sucks. Can't be magical. That's right, I said it. What are you going to do about it?
Yankee.
So?
I'm going to start talking about the war of northern aggression.
You know what? I got a better idea. Let's talk about some interviews. Uh-oh. Some GQ interviews with Bill Murray.
I'm sorry, I just... Oh, okay. I thought they were talking about me.
But recently there was GQ did an interview with Bill Murray. You know, obviously the topic came up, Ghostbusters 3. And...
I want to be dead in a ghost. I want to be dead in a ghost. No, wait, I want to do it. No, wait, I want to be dead. No, I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Well,
that was basically the gist of it.
Overall, although there was some interesting things that, you know, we haven't heard from really anybody in general.
He wants Sigourney Weaver to be dead in a ghost.
No. The two guys that wrote this I guess you could say, draft or treatment of a third movie script.
Stupinsky and Eisenberg.
Yeah, Stupinsky and Eisenberg. That Bill didn't like it. He thought it sucked. And that, you know, basically, you know, he came out saying, why would you have these two guys from The Office write it? And it turns out that the only reason that they even wrote this script was because they wrote the last movie that Harold Ramis directed, which was Year One.
Which bombed.
Yeah.
Heroically bombed.
Yeah. It's a good thing I didn't see that in a theater, but I saw it on DVD, and I hated myself for it as much as I hated myself for seeing Napoleon Dynamite. That's 2 hours I'll never get back in my life. But I digress. As Bill was saying in the interview, it's like, why would you hire these guys if the last movie they did totally bombed? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It would make more sense to have, you know, Dan and Harold write a script. Since they wrote the first two, I mean, naturally it makes sense.
Well, I thought that they were going to, like, guide the other two along and work together is what I understood.
I'm pretty sure they will, and the way they'll be doing that is when these guys turn in the script, Dan and Harold will be saying, wow, this is bad, we're just going to write this over again. That's probably what it's going to be.
You know, I can see that. I mean, Dan especially, I mean, he's going to come up with so much, you know, new terminology and lingo that...
Wait a minute. Whoa. Yeah, I love Dan Aykroyd, but are we not forgetting something here? Dan Aykroyd writes some off-the-wall stuff, and it comes out as gobbledygook and all these theoretical concepts that needs to be edited down.
Well, that's why Harold's there.
The first Ghostbusters, you look, and look what happens when there's not someone there. Look at Nothing But Trouble.
That's
why
yes.
We have Harold, though.
But
he's,
I mean,
busy not downing Twinkies. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, Harold Ramis hadn't wrote anything in 10 years.
Well, but he can. He's definitely going to be able to anchor it. I mean, there's no way around it. I mean, if you look at, you know, the first two movies, I mean, yeah, sure, Aykroyd wrote some, you know, out in left field stuff.
Can Harold Ramis even use a computer?
As far as I know of, yes.
They were using typewriters when they did the first movie. How do you know he can use a computer? You don't know.
Well, it's not that hard. I mean, it's not rocket science to open up Microsoft Word.
Have you ever seen an old person open up Microsoft Office?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
It's hysterical, isn't it?
It can be. I mean, I know there's still even movies today that are still written on typewriters. And it's just the way that some people work.
Anyway, the point is, Bill's being a schmuck, as usual. We're used to this by this point.
Yeah, I mean,
it's 1999 all over again.
It's typical Bill. I mean, he's, you know, asked the question for the, you know, infinity to the 4,000th power of times. So, you know, he's just come up with stuff off the top of his head. Now, should anybody, like, take this as gospel? Absolutely not.
No.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure this is all, you know, some cleverly disguised PR campaign that, just like Michael Bay tries to do a misinformation campaign when he's doing Transformers, you know, they probably had the whole thing banged out and they're just waiting on Sony.
You know, Bill Murray is the one that has been known to randomly start bartending at bars and show up to wild parties in England on a golf cart, help them clean up the next day, and all these other eccentric stories. I don't think he's the most reliable of sources for anything, really. The man is kind of loopy, to be honest with you.
But who isn't?
I mean, really? he's like your crazy grandpa. He comes up with fanciful war stories and he never served in the military.
Oh, that's true. But, you know, like I said before, until we see an official press release or, you know, something in the Hollywood Reporter stating that, you know, it's go, it's not go. I mean, it's an interesting interview, but don't take it as gospel.
I ain't going to believe anything until I see those trailers parked out in front of Ladder 8. Speaking of Ladder 8, I think that's our next topic.
Yep. The last topic for this episode, we had a slight crossover, so to speak. The group, the Ghostbusters of New Hampshire, met up with the Long Island Ghostbusters, I believe, a weekend or two ago, and spent some time at Hook and Ladder 8. And, Luke, you were there, correct?
Yep. They showed up with the Ectos. Long Island had theirs, and New Hampshire had the HHR, which looks great. I mean, that's a piece of work, that vehicle. It's got Dan's signature on the dashboard. They did some good work. You know, did some photo shoots, posted with a lot of people. A lot of people. Oh, man. Every 5 seconds, somebody would come up, you know, asking, oh, is it Ghostbusters 3? Or, why are you guys doing this? You know, seeing it in person, it's something like this. It's something interesting.
No, it definitely shows that, you know, people still care. And they might kind of act all schmucky about it and be like, oh, these guys doing, you know, the Ghostbusters thing. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Yeah. But at least it still shows that people care. Was, like, the guys from the, you know, the fire department, were they at all surprised, or they kind of like, okay,
There was a little tiny bit of hesitation, because you had, you know, a good 8 or 9 people showing up in full gear with the packs and the uniforms, and they open the doors, and they're all standing there, and the guy was a little bit taken aback at first, but he warmed up to it after a few minutes.
He was probably more scared than anything. Like, oh, there's people standing in front of the door. Holy cow.
He said they've seen it before, so. I just don't think they've seen it in that amount of.
I mean, when I went to the firehouse, I was in my flight suit.
Yeah, but these guys were. Everybody was there in their packs, and. Oof. It was something
John
else.
Bishop put his ectomobile in the firehouse.
That's true that he did.
You people have no concept of the history of this community here.
No, we do.
No, I mean, there's different things, you know, with over the years and whatnot, but
I'm surrounded by a vagabond and a snake oil salesman who are peddling out lies and half truths.
Why is there a vagabond near you? That doesn't make any sense. Are you out
figure
in the street?
Out which one you are. I'm not commenting on which one of you is the worst of the two. You could two can figure that out for yourselves.
Anyway.
Anyhow, you know. That's just it. Anyway. Are there any other meetups planned at all with New Hampshire?
Been some talk of maybe doing it again, hopefully in the near future. I don't think anything's been set in stone, but based on what I experienced and what I saw, I think it'll definitely happen again. It's a great group of guys and girls that got together that day, and I would not be surprised if it happened again.
Cool.
Did they take any footage?
Yes, they did. It's up on GB Fans right now, I believe, actually.
Awesome. I'm going to have to check that out.
Or you could check out their website. I think it's nhghostbusters.com. And Long Island Ghostbusters.com, I believe. I'm not sure on the Long Island one, so don't castrate me yet.
That's everything that I have.
It's GhostbustersNH.com.
GhostbustersNH.com. Okay. Are any other big stories that we missed at all, or did we pretty much cover everything?
What about the fact that Ron is a crazy, crazy sexy man?
I think we covered that once.
Yeah.
Is there any stories that you know that we're missing, Ron, at all? Or?
Well, you know, there was that whole let's meet up at the L.A. firehouse a few weeks ago.
How did that turn out? I mean, I didn't see anything on that.
They, they stood around for quite a while because the guy who lives in the firehouse is kind of eccentric. And then they finally got in there and they drove the Colorado Magnum in there and everybody walked inside and they had a fun time and took a lot of pictures. It's really cool. It was posted on GBFans.com in the news section. There's a video and lots of pictures and stuff. It's really cool. You might want to check it out.
Did the Colorado Magnum break down again?
No.
Okay.
It's because it didn't have your Ron Daniels shirts in it, I'm told.
So there's
actually they're cursed.
There's actually Ron Daniels shirts now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have to take a look at that.
There's also Big D shirts on sale right now until July 31st.
Cool.
$20 a pop. They look nice. That's all I'm saying.
But are there
hoodies? I'm just saying.
Are there hoodies, though?
I'm just saying. Nobody wears a hoodie.
I wear a hoodie.
I wear hoodies.
Look, I'm going to go put on my seersucker suit and get my hat and find Jairus to bring my briefcase, and I'm going to come up there and sue you. For wearing a hoodie.
Okay.
That's torturous interference with a pre-existing contract.
You know what? You go get a court order. I'll sue your ass for wrongful prosecution.
You want to make a bet?
Well, but before we start throwing all kinds of lawsuits and law rhetoric and whatnot...
I'm very litigious.
Yes.
I could tell.
Definitely. I think we should do is just... tie this off. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, general ideas, whatnot, just send us an email, ghostheads@gmail.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook. All you have to do is just search for Ghostheads in the search box, and it'll come up with the group. You can join the group. Different people posted pictures of different things, and we also post when we post the new episodes. If you want to, download the new episodes, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can click the direct link on the site to download each individual episode. Or you can actually get the feed and you can put it into iTunes or any other software that you have for downloading podcasts. And every time we put out a new episode, it'll update and you'll be able to download it. That's all, cool, interesting 21st technology stuff. I guess we'll just tie this thing off. That is it for this edition of Ghostheads. I'm Jason Hughes.
I'm Luke Crisali.
I'm Ron Daniels. Get me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. Make it quick. I'm in a dang hurry.
We'll catch you next time.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They called the Ghostbusters at the end control. Had a throwing party for a bunch of children. Well, all the while, the slime was under the building. So they packed up and grew, got a grip, came equipped, grabbed their proton packs off the back, and they split. Find out about Beagle, the master of evil. Try to battle my boys? That's not legal. The end control.
Baby.
The light is green, the trap is clean.